And Pacific Northwest berries are ripening early this year because of the weather, and that's created competition among farmers. KUOW's Joshua McNichols went to the Skagit Valley to find out more.
I'm at Viva Farms in the Skagit Valley. It's an incubator meant to help small farmers build up their businesses. Farmers who have skills, but not much money for land. This year could be a good year for farmers like that. To show me why, farmer Nalita Martinez bends down and picks me a strawberry.
Estos ya están listos.
Gracias. Okay, I'm going to try one. How do you say sweet?
Dulce.
Normally, these berries would still be ripening. Martinez tells me what made this year different.
Este año es mucho las producciones.
This year did come early. There was no frost. There was no snow this year. And so it's been really hot. So everything is a lot earlier than it has been.
Es más caliente ahora.
Martinez is in luck because she planted ever-bearing strawberries. They ripen all summer long. For her, an early season means a longer season and more money. But not all strawberry farmers are benefiting from the early season. Some farmers planted June-bearing strawberries. Those all ripen at the same time, usually about mid-June. This year, blueberries and raspberries are ripening at almost the same time as the strawberries. That's led to some competition for labor and space at processing facilities.
Because of the compressed season, we have to pick that much faster, and we just don't have enough people power to get that crop off of our fields.
Dr. Tom Bauman is director of the Pacific Berry Resource Center in British Columbia. Bauman says there's something consumers can do to help farmers in that situation.
I really encourage people to go out and do U-Pick. Make it an experience. Go to the farm, bring your kids, and that will really help the growers.
Bauman says there's a risk that if the summer's really dry, farmers without access to water could see some of their plants die off, resulting in a poor berry crop next year. But for now, he advises people to enjoy one of the most bountiful berry seasons ever. Joshua McNichols, KUOW News.